Blog Talk Radio.
God said in His Word that He is a God who will heal us. He is a healing God. But I know you might have questions about why this person or that person did not get healed. I have questions. But it doesn't change the fact that God said He is a healing God. And God and His Word are one. They're the same. No one here would doubt if God came into this room and touched you that you'd be healed. Same thing can happen if the Word touches you. His power is in this Word. There's power to heal in this Word. There's power to save in this Word. There's power to deliver you from that hopeless situation. Let's put His Word on our lips and sing it back to Him tonight. Heal me, O Lord. Sing it.
Oh, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. Oh, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. For You are the
praise You, Lord Jesus. Let Your healing power just flow to every person here right now. Be it unto me according to Your Word. Hallelujah. Let Your healing flow right now, God.
Let it flow like river. Let Your healing. Let Your healing.
Hello, everybody. It's Friday night, which means it's time for Faith on the Line. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. Come on in. If you need prayer and you're online, listen to the sound of my voice. I thank you for being online, but if you need prayer, you still have time to call the number 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. Tonight, I will be leading you in prayer and prophecy. With that being said, you still have time to jump on the phone lines. The first song that I played was Heal Me, O Lord by Don Bowen. The second song was Heal the Wound, Point of Grace. Once again, if you need prayer, get on the phone lines, 347-426-3782. Because when I finish doing what the Lord put in my spirit to do for tonight, I'm going to come back and open the phone lines and pray with you. How about that? To God be the glory. Thank you, Prophetess Pate, for this opportunity. I appreciate it. Tonight on Faith on the Line, I would like to use for a foundation Jeremiah 30, verse 17, from the English Standard Version. For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord, because they have called you the outcast. It is Zion, for whom no one cares. For I will restore health to you. The Lord promises to heal you physically on tonight, but don't miss it, because he also promises to heal your wounds. And your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord, because they called you an outcast. It is Zion, for whom no one cares. Tonight I would like to pray over those that need healing, those of you that need physical healing, or perhaps it's not a physical healing you need. Those of you that have wounds, that have issues, that have yet to be resolved, that have yet to be healed, I want to pray over you as well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you look upon everyone, Lord God, that's tuning into Faith on the Line tonight, Lord God. Whether their issue is physical, Lord God, or mental or emotional or spiritual, Lord God, I ask that you look upon the hurt, that you look upon the situation, that you look upon whatever it is that's grieving them on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Perhaps they feel like an outcast, like they don't belong anywhere, God. I pray that you draw them with love and kindness on tonight, oh God, that they can feel you like never before. Help them, Lord God, to experience the Holy Spirit. Let a warmth come upon their body, Lord God, that's unmistakable, Lord God. They will have to know that it's something supernatural, that it's someone supernatural coming in contact with them, and that they will surrender their lives to you on tonight. Look upon that one, Lord God, that's been grieving and grieving a long time, God. Ask that you touch them and bring forth deliverance in their lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help them to let go and to move on, Lord God, because whoever or whatever they're grieving over, we want them to stop living. We want them to stop their lives, Lord God, for this one season of their life, Lord God. Help them to move past this season, this difficult season of their life, God, in the name of Jesus. And for those that are freshly grieving, we ask that you look upon them and be a comfort to them, Lord God. Look upon that one that's in the hospital on tonight, Lord God, and touch them, Lord God. Look upon Bishop Milton in Milwaukee, Lord God. Touch his body, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for easing the pain, Lord God, and touching his heart and making the muscles and everything come together, that his heart may function the way a heart is supposed to function. We ask that you look upon him, God, strengthen the man of God. Once again, God, we thank you for doing it for him, for raising him up, God, for touching him in the name of Jesus, touching him afresh a second time around, God. We thank you, Lord God, for doing it for him once again. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for everybody else that may be having not physical heart issues, God, but somebody's having all a heart issue that is a wound. Look upon the heartache, Lord God, that they're going through, Lord God. Look upon that one that just broke up out of a relationship that lasted for years. Look upon them, Lord God. Look upon the one that just got divorced out of a marriage, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, even look upon that one that got divorced out of a business deal, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. They have been partnering together for years, but now something has happened and the business has split. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for restoring businesses on tonight, Lord God. Thank you for restoring people on tonight, Lord God. Divorced people on tonight, Lord God. Grieving people on tonight, Lord God. Thank you for restoring your people on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for doing it, Lord God. Look upon those that are suffering from church hurt on tonight, Lord God. Don't let one incident, Lord God, that happened in the church cause them to run away from what you have for them in the kingdom. Help them to realize that church and kingdom is not the same thing. Church people act one way and kingdom people act another way. So help them to know the difference, Lord God, that we are kingdom people, that we have the heart of Christ, that we have the heart of God, that we have the Holy Spirit, and we love accordingly and we act accordingly. Therefore, we don't throw stone for stone. Look upon that one that feels like stones is always being thrown at them, Lord God. Look upon them and heal their heart on tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, look upon every physical issue, Lord God, that's going on in somebody's body, Lord God. Get all up in their bloodstream, Lord God, and cleanse their blood on tonight, Lord God. Get all up in their head, Lord God, and heal headaches and sinus migraines and just regular migraines, Lord God. Look upon everybody that needs you on tonight, Lord God. Whatever the issue, Lord God. We ask that you heal diabetes on tonight, Lord God. We ask that you heal blood pressure, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you look upon those that have experienced body shaming, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you help them to remember that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Somebody else, I ask that you help them to remember that you made them wonderfully complex, that their body was shaped by you, by your hand, and you are pleased with them. Look up on that one that experienced job shaming. Let them know that if a man don't work, he don't eat. Therefore, if they're working, you're pleased. No job is above the other. If they're working, you are pleased. And the Lord's going to bless that job. I don't care what other people say. The Lord is going to bless that job. The Lord is going to bless that job on your behalf because, yeah, then he's going to make all things work together for the good of you because you work there. And I thank you, Lord God, for doing it on their behalf on tonight. Look up on that one that grieving over some bills because they already know that they can't pay. They already know that they're going to come up short. They already know that something's going to go lacking if the intervention don't come. And I pray on tonight that intervention come. Send supernatural intervention on tonight, Lord God, in somebody's household, that all things may come together, that the lights will stay on, that the food will stay in the refrigerator, that the kids will have what they need, Lord God. Somebody struggling to pay the rent, Lord God, let the money come in, God, this month, and come in on time, God. We thank you, Lord God, that there will be no shortage in your people's lives on tonight, Lord God. Look all up and down their neighborhoods, Lord God. Look up in every neighbor's house, Lord God, because nobody knows what's going on behind closed doors, nobody but you. God, I ask that you get in the middle of real-life issues on tonight, whatever's going on behind closed doors, Lord God. I ask that you heal those wounds, Lord God, that you heal that health issue, to God, that nobody's talking about in the family. They all know, but nobody's talking about it, God. And I pray that you heal that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, God, heal that in the name of Jesus. Look upon every family, Lord God, that's going through whatever they're going through right now. Look upon them. God, we thank you for doing so. God, look upon everybody that's connected to me through Facebook, through Instagram, Lord God, through Twitter. Look upon them, God, and heal them emotionally, Lord God. Heal them physically, Lord God. Heal the church hurt they might have went through, Lord God. Heal somebody from the things that they're going through on their job. Heal them from stress, Lord God, the stress of the job, the stress of the people on the job, Lord God. Heal them, Lord God, from gossip, Lord God, from hearing what somebody else is saying about them, God. Deliver their ears that they don't even have to hear that, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, because because they're better than it. You made them better than it, and they don't have to bow to what somebody else is saying. Look upon them tonight, Lord God. Look upon everybody, Lord God, that's listening through iTunes. Lord God, listening to the podcast, Lord God. Ask that you heal them on tonight, Lord God. That you touch them in every area where they need you the most, Lord God. Look upon that one that's just sick and tired of being single, Lord God. So their wound is singleness, Lord God. They hurt for being single, Lord God. Help them to realize, God, that their mate is still out there, God. And you're perfecting their mate. You are working on them and you're working on their mate at the same time. And when you bring the whole thing together, it's going to work. It's going to work like clockwork. It don't matter what the clock is saying. It don't matter that your biological clock is ticked and you don't think you're going to be able to have children. The Lord is going to move supernaturally on your behalf on tonight. Somebody just received that for what it is. God is going to do it for you. He's going to do it for you. If he can do it for Mary. Mary didn't even ask for a baby. You've been asking for a baby. He's going to do it for you. He's going to put you in the right relationship, and he's going to give you a baby. He's going to give you a wonderful spouse. Receive that. Whether you are a man or a woman, receive that. If you want a child, receive that. Look upon the one that they are fertile. They're having fertility issues. They want children, but they're having fertility issues. Look upon their wound. Touch that woman's wound. Touch that man that whatever's going on in his body in that area, Lord God, will be corrected and they will be able to have children. And we give you the glory and the honor for moving on tonight. God, look upon that one in the middle of adopting a child. Look upon every issue, Lord God, that may be hindering that, Lord God, and bring it to pass, Lord God. If now is your time, your set time for this, if now is your will for this, bring it to pass, Lord God. Look upon that one, Lord God. They want a daughter, but they got a son. Look upon them and change their mind that they will not trade one child for another, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come against that, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you look upon every young mother that's stressed out right now, every young college student that's stressed out right now. Lord God, look upon everybody everywhere that's stressed out right now. For whatever reason, God, we ask that you deliver them from stress, God. We decree and declare that nobody will fall prey to depression tonight, Lord God, that nobody will fall prey to suicide on tonight. Look upon the pastor that committed suicide not too long ago. Look upon his wife, Lord God. Look upon his sons, Lord God. Look upon his congregation, Lord God. Look upon them that he leaves behind, Lord God. Touch them, bless them, strengthen them through this time, Lord God. I pray that not only will they have what they need financially, Lord God, to take care of everything that needs to be taken care of, Lord God. But I pray that every day you be with them, that you bless their church, Lord God, that you bless souls to come in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And you give that church a special anointing to deal with people that are mentally ill, people that are experiencing depression, Lord God. In the honor of their pastor, help them to be anointed in that area, Lord God, so that they can honor his memory, Lord God, by helping someone else, Lord God. Your word says that whatever we make happen for somebody else, you will make happen for us, Lord God. So let them sow a seed into somebody else's life, Lord God, that needs that kind of training, that needs that kind of healing, Lord God, that needs to be touched in that way, Lord God, that they may be delivered from whatever's going on in their mind. We come against that. You will not listen to what's in your mind. You will not do what your thoughts are telling you to do. We come against that, and we ask you on tonight, Lord God, to sanctify every mind that's listening to the sound of my voice on tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you can do it and you will do it because you promised. Once again, as the scripture says, for I will restore health to you. But not only that, the Lord goes on to say, and your wounds I will heal. Therefore, God, I thank you for everything that you're doing on tonight. And not only that, it also goes on to say that the reason that you're going to heal the wounds, the reason that you're going to restore health is because or what has been said about them, because the scripture says, I will heal, declares the Lord, because they have called you an outcast. Somebody tonight, the Lord is going to do it for you because people are talking about you. Write that down. The Lord is going to do it for you because people are talking about you. The scripture says, I will heal, declares the Lord, because they have called you an outcast. See, the Lord don't like it when people are talking about the people that he made. when other people are talking about the ones that he made, the ones that he has his hands on, oh, no, he don't like that. Although they may be calling you an outcast, the Lord knows your name. He says, it is Zion. It is Zion. Zion just represents the church. It is Zion for whom no one cares. But I want somebody to know tonight that if you're a part of the kingdom, if you're a part of the body of Christ, he cares for you tonight. I don't care if you came in contact with the wrong type of pastor, with the wrong kind of evangelist, with the wrong kind of prophet or prophetess, or whoever you came in contact with that was supposed to be representing the body of Christ, that was supposed to be representing the church, representing the kingdom, whoever it was that came across, that you came across, and they didn't treat you fair, I want you to know that not them, not me, even though I do care, not them, not me, although I do, not me or not them, I want you to know that God himself, he cares. They called you an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. But tonight, the Lord cares about you. He got me on faith on the line. Got me here tonight just to let you know that he cares, that he cares. And I pray on tonight that I call out something that resonates with your spirit. If I call out something that resonates with your spirit, let that serve as evidence that the Lord cares about you. He knows what's going on with you. He knows the number of hairs on your head, whether you lost some hairs this morning when you comb your hair, whether you lose them every morning or whatever, he still knows the number of hairs on your head because he cares. He cares about you more than you care about yourself. He cares about you more than your mother or your father or your siblings care about you. His love is beyond that. His love is greater than that. He's not holding anything against you. He loves you. And he came to heal you tonight. Wherever you need the healing, if it's physical, just put your hand on the issue. If it's physical, he wants to heal you tonight. Whether it's a wound, he wants to heal that wound on tonight. Nobody will continue to throw salt in that wound, but the Lord is going to heal it. It's not going to keep getting worse. It's not going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. It's not going to keep getting worse. The Lord is going to heal on tonight. That is his promise. I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal. He's going to heal on tonight. He's going to move on tonight. He's going to do it on tonight because you took the time, regardless of how you were feeling, to tune in, to receive of him tonight. Not so much me, not so much prophetess pay, but to receive of him tonight because you, he in return is going to show up in your situation, in your house. He's going to show up in your mind. And clear your thoughts of some issues that you've been thinking about, some stuff you've been thinking about that you need to let go of. He's going to clear all of that tonight. He's going to clear some bills on tonight. He's going to pay some bills on tonight. He's going to move on tonight. He's going to heal what the doctor said that he couldn't heal, what the doctor said they couldn't do anything about. Oh, yes, the Lord is going to move on tonight. You are not an outcast. You are Zion. And that stands for something. That stands for the church. And the word of God says that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. The gates of hell cannot prevail. I don't care what you're going through. It may feel like hell, but it still will not prevail. It still will not prevail. You shall be healed. You shall be delivered. You shall be set free. In the name of Jesus, you shall be. You will be because he promised. And God never lies. To your name, God, we give you the glory. Somebody just say amen. Amen, amen. Receive, receive, receive. Whether you listen live right now or whether you listen to the replay later on or whenever, still you can receive. You can receive because there's no time or distance in prayer. God is always the same. Wherever you are, he's right there and he's still the same. So you can receive. Somebody just receive on tonight. Once again, to God be the glory. Amen.
Time, if there's anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio and you desire prayer, press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to tune in tonight and receive the prayer, the prophecy that went forth on tonight. God cares and he knows exactly what you need, and he's going to fulfill his promise tonight. To God be the glory. Well, I see that there are no live prayer requests on tonight. Once again, thank you, everybody, for being a part of Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. Tonight, I am Prophetess Stacy, and thank you for joining me on tonight. Also, I'd be honored if you join me Monday night for Prolific Fire. Call the same number that you called on tonight, but call it Monday night. The number is 347-426-3782. The time, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. And the message for Prolific Fire on Monday will be dealing with that part of you. You know that part of you that comes out when you're mad. When you're mad, when you're pushed in a corner. That part of you that nobody sees most of the time. But when you get mad, when you get pushed in a corner, when you've taken all that you can take, that part of you, we're dealing with that part of you that comes out then. The message, once again, is dealing with that part of you, so be sure to tune in for that. It's going to be powerful, so I hope to God be the glory. Until then, have a blessed night, everybody.